Near station.
How far is that?
Srinivasan.
How far is it from here?
Around
15-20 minutes.
2 kilometers.
3 kilometers.
And you went to Tirumala Balaji to offer your hair?
Yes.
And what do you want from Balaji?
Bhakti, I want.
Bhakti.
Your Bhakti Maharaj.
Yeah, that's what you should ask. Devotee, simply ask for devotion to Krishna. And that you can ask from the Lord or from anyone to an unlimited extent. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. And what's the rest of it? Do you know the rest of the shloka? No?
Mama janam, janam,
did I ask you? Did you all take prasad?
Yes.
Where are you staying, Shani?
There's a hotel near my village, 1 kilometer from me.
And he's your brother?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw you much younger.
Yes,
much smaller. Much younger. You're still young. I mean, rather you're... At that time, you're much smaller. In school,
yeah? Yeah, I'm 10th class.
You're 10th class. And very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Very good.
Very serious towards my not towards Krishna. That's why I pulled him as maybe he gets attracted.
Take some water. Yeah. Is there water bottle?
No water bottle.
Just one. Yeah. Take one. Take that open bottle. Just pour it in. And did you all take prasad in the temple?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, we went for Tirumala Darshan.
Yeah.
So we had there only.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They serve prasad free?
Yes, yeah, yes, sir.
Free to everybody. I remember previously, maybe it was not free. Like maybe there must have been some free, but there was one area where you could get prasad for one rupee.
Yes. Inside the complex.
There was you stand on the thing and stand and take prasad. And I think you get pongal. Right? Mm-hmm. Pongal means khichdi. Dry khichdi.
South Indian khichdi.
Huh?
Yeah, South Indian khichdi.
South Indian. So tell me, what can I do for you?
I came from Hyderabad.
All of a sudden, we just came, had a bus and came.
Okay.
I came 3 days for service from temple. Sunday I went for the Sunday feast program in the temple.
Okay.
So all the devotees, they just told, let's go together.
So how many of you are chanting 16 lines? Where do you live? You are from Hyderabad?
Yes, ma'am.
You're from Hyderabad. Yeah, I was thinking that you're from Ujjain. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing after a long time. So many of you are chanting 16 lines? And how many of you are reading Prabhupada's books regularly? And those who did not raise their hands, what should I tell you? Is it important to read Prabhupada's books? What's his name? Your brother?
Pranav.
Is it important to read Prabhupada's books? Are you reading?
I'm not regularly, but sometimes I do.
Is it important to read regularly? Why?
To be in that, to not to be deviated, but right.
Yeah, okay, very good point. Like, we must read Prabhupada's books to remain fixed in our devotion. Because what's Prabhupada's books reminding us time and time again? The importance of?
Harinam.
Yes, importance of serving Krishna. Importance of becoming divine. So, and generally in the material nature what happens, we forget. Even though you are chanting, but often mind goes where? You are chanting Hare Krishna, but the mind is thinking of something. But when we read Prabhupada's books, then we become aware of where our mind should be. Where our mind should be? Very good. Man mana. With your mind, think of Krishna. That is the mind is meant for. Mind is the channel of consciousness. We are conscious and our consciousness flows through the mind. In the material nature, what is happening? Our consciousness is flowing through the mind and then it's going where? It's going to the senses. And the senses are projecting the consciousness onto the objects of the senses. And when you see the objects of the senses, then what happens? Some objects are desirable, some objects are undesirable. Some objects are attractive, some objects are repulsive. So the repulsive objects we want to, don't want to. think of it. But the attractive object, the senses want. And that is called sense gratification. Gratifying the senses. Providing the senses what the senses need, or senses want. And as a result of that, we become entangled. So that is, isn't that what is happening? Every day do you say the prayer? Sharir Abhidhaja. Sharir Abhidhaja. Abhidha means ignorance. And this body is a network of ignorance. Jorendriya Tahe Kal. Our material senses are leading us to death. And it's Tahe Jeta Kothina Samsham. It's very difficult to conquer. But Krishna Vada Dayaman. Krishna is very merciful. Although we cannot conquer our senses, but Krishna is helping. Koribare Jyubhaja, in order to conquer our... The Tarmuddhi Jyubhati, of all the senses, which is the most voracious and very mercifully Krishna is helping us to conquer that. How? By taking prasad. And when you are taking prasad, your tongue is satisfied, your mind is satisfied, your belly is satisfied, but what are you going to do with your mind? Think of the question. So our mind is to think. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form. So mind will become attracted to Krishna, and when the mind is attracted to Krishna, then we have reached our goal. Now the mind is attracted to the objects of the senses. We have to reverse the process. Mind must become attracted to Krishna. So it's almost 9:30. What should we do now? I will suggest, yeah, you go. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to keep you all waiting. Since when you have been waiting?
8 o'clock.
Since 8 o'clock. We had a meeting, it was supposed to end at 8 o'clock, but it carried on to... And then we were talking, I completely forgot that you all are waiting. Thank you. Krishna Chan, where are you staying?
Down there.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have a lot of influence here. Or because of your saffron.
There are some devotees in there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You have some influence. The temple is full. And Shamu, you're comfortable? Where are you staying?
Nearby hotel.
Nearby?
Hotel.
Okay.
So, comfortable.
And how is people on the brain?
Comfortable? Good. Listen to your brother. Who is your role model? Do you have a role model?
My parents.
Okay, very good. Very good. Now when you have a role model, what do you do? Don't you follow them?
Yeah, try to learn from them.
Okay, very good. So you think your brother is doing that nicely?
Yeah.
So are you going to follow him also?
I'm trying to.
Yeah. What are you studying now?
Engineering.
Oh, where?
NIT. Surat.
NIT?
Karnataka only. Suratkal. It's a place in Karnataka.
Oh.
Mangalore.
Near Mangalore.
Did you also try IIT?
Yeah. 2 times 4 days
I see. Mm-hmm. See, that's another way he should be aware of it. What you wanted, he has achieved it. Right? So you should follow him. Thank you very much. Rakit, how many days will you go?
The day after tomorrow, we are doing. How many days is?
Day after tomorrow.
Between Ganga and Ipoh is poetry from Srila Prabhupada. Whole life history in poetry.
Okay.
This is the like initial days of Prabhupada till Jhansi.
Okay.
He is trying to make whole Prabhupada Lilamrita into poetry.
Oh, who is that?
Ganga and Ipoh is pushing. Ganga and Ipoh is telling us.
Okay, very good. Thank you. You are doing it. Hare Krishna. Oh. Did everybody get that Krishna? Oh, that too. Did everyone get Balaji Krishna? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.